When Gerardo Noriega was 9, his parents immigrated to Colorado, where he attended middle and high school in Aurora. He says he now wants to go to college here, but has been in limbo due to his possible deportation.
We are really Americans, you know. We really lived our whole lives here in the U.S., and we consider the United States as our home. And we just want to be able to contribute back to the country that I lived in for so many years.
Immigration attorneys say Noriega's case is one that should be put on the back burner as a result of the new pilot program. The experiment stems from an announcement earlier this year by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who said the government would be focusing its deportation efforts on those who pose a safety or national security threat. Laura Lichter is the incoming president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says over half of the undocumented immigrants being deported currently have no criminal records or misdemeanors.
Once those resources are taken away from low priority cases, they can be shifted to higher priority cases. And so the government's focus on this is not simply just cutting down on backlogs in the immigration docket, but also really trying to focus its resources against the bad guys.
Immigrant groups here praise the administration for choosing Colorado, where they say many Latino voters are anxious for an immigration overhaul. Critics, though, including some Republicans, say the program gives amnesty to people who knowingly came to the country illegally. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.